an Excalibur dehydrator.
Obama and Hu get together in China. Our president definitely hints at some sort of action toward the climate talks and stresses some of the differences, but also some of the similarities, playing nice with the Chinese as they dangle our debt. Meanwhile, something that affects all of us on the political side, the hot potato that's become health care reform. The Senate is weighing some of those long-term care programs that could affect many, particularly getting into the golden years. While we talk about that a little bit later in the show, let the games begin. Sarah Palin on tour, and everybody has an opinion. Man, she is getting a lot of airtime. A McCain advisor says Palin's book is a bunch of nonsense and that it's purely fiction. Hey, hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. As always, happy to be the captain of this ship as we navigate through four big hours live here on these airwaves. Those are some of the things that we're going to be talking about. Let's start in China. Some of the eyes of the world, anyway, have been on China to see, as I said, how nice we play with the Chinese. And, of course, it seems good trotted out in front of the microphones and whatnot when you have our president and, of course, the man who leads the Chinese, and they're dialoguing on climate change, nuclear threats, especially when it comes to Korea, the North Koreans, and, of course, the economy. Bottom line is, I mean, this was a full-blown kind of summit deal, maybe the first for our president with the Chinese president. And those three topics seem to be the gist or the meat of what was happening with this summit between the two of them, talking about some of the challenges in the 21st century, and a lot of that has to do with nuclear proliferation and, of course, climate change, and then, of course, economic recovery. Like I said, in playing nice with the Chinese, you have to remember that the United States has been worried about some of the reaction from China, I think, because of some of the levies. And the Chinese say they have been stung by this, by some of the new taxes on the imports of Chinese-made tires, for example, steel pipes, and whatnot. And Obama is calling on China to relax controls that keep the currency pretty weak, and it also helps to fuel the exports. And this is something that the Beijing folks are saying, well, this isn't true. This is not what we're doing. We don't believe that these are things that are happening fundamentally in our country. So what does it mean? Ultimately, what it means is exactly what I said when we started here a few moments ago. And the idea is there's massive, massive differences, obviously, between communist China and the United States of America. But that friction between the two countries has to stay at bay somewhat, because you don't want Beijing uptight about the United States. They could literally drop a bomb on us. Not the nuclear form, because they could certainly do that, but in the form of our monetary system. I mean, it's already dicey as it is. So much of the debt being held by the Chinese. There is no way, whoever the president of the United States was, Obama or anybody else, there's no way you can put a pin in that. There's no way that can happen because, again, there's too much at risk on the table. Although it is infuriating when you think of what's happening, the tit for tat back and forth with the exports and the imports, certainly. So there's huge differences, really, but this had to happen. You've got what's happening in Copenhagen next month, the climate change conference. So Obama is also trying to line up friends of ultimately what he wants to see happen. And in a formula that's been created, it's really the wealthiest countries who would commit to the reduction targets and what's being talked about in the gases that are emitted and stick to those targets, while developing ones would agree to actually meet a few softer goals that would be monitored. Right now, I think it's dicey as to what the participation even will be by Barack Obama and if he'll even be there. So then the third player on the table is the one I mentioned, Iran, and North Korea, and nukes and disarming, you know, North Korea, especially because that would be the concern of China, who didn't endorse Obama's idea of tougher actions should everything fall apart with the idea of having talks with the North Koreans. Beijing has a big interest, as many of you know and have talked about here on ATN, in keeping North Korea stable. And, of course, it's the energy, the cooperation with Iran that they're also not wanting to cut off. See, this is the, again, the problem with the relationship. The United States has lost serious leverage because of the debt situation. So you can only push the Chinese so far, and then you have to pull back. And like I said, I don't care what president it is, they've got to do that. They have no choice as long as that debt's there. This is why so many of us get infuriated when the whole talk of debt is just shoved to the side. Oh, the future of our kids, yes, we got to do this, and we have to do this with health care and everything else. But what kind of debt are we racking up? So much so that the clock is busted in New York, where they were keeping track of the national debt. And this is a huge problem again. Why? Because look at what a big player China has become. Pretty soon, when you go to New York and you look up the Empire State Building, a lot of the other historic sites, who's going to own some of those buildings? And already it's happening. The Chinese. They got big markers in the United States, whether it's five-star resorts or golf courses, and, of course, big-time pieces of property in choice areas of the United States, whether it's a giant skyscraper of significance in New York or an incredible piece of beachfront property in Los Angeles. We're not talking about one little chunk of Malibu. They could end up owning all of Malibu by the time it's all said and done. And just to reiterate this for you one more time, China holds $800 billion. Think of that number, $800 billion in U.S. government debt. That is a weak hand. If I'm sitting at the poker table and somebody next to me has that much on me, boy, I'm walking to a cheaper table. But you can't walk away from this table, and that's the problem. So any of the cooperation, it's just conversation. President Hu knows that the Chinese can do what they want to do, whether they want to participate in climate talks, whether they want to try to strong-arm North Korea, which they don't, or Iran, they don't have to, because they hold the cards, and we let them take all the cards that they could scramble and get on the table. That's the big problem. The two cannot be partners. Somebody described to me today, it is kind of like strange bedfellows to the 10th degree. No doubt, strange bedfellows at this point in time. All right, coming up next for something completely different before we dive into some of the juicy headlines on the day here on ATN, we're going to talk with Jason Bussell, who has some good news for us. You don't have to exercise like a fiend. You can actually eat meat. You know that whole raw movement with vegetables? You're allowed to cook them. What are the secrets to staying in shape over the holidays and in the long run for the long term for your health? We'll chat with him next on ATN.
Let's get down to it. Money is tight. We at Life Change Tea know this. So try our package deal and save some bucks. Feel better. Lose weight and feel better. Oh, yeah, I said that. And here's a thought. When you lose weight, you eat less. Less food saves you money. So now Life Change Tea makes you feel better, helps with your weight problem, and you will save money. It doesn't get any better. Order today. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. You've heard it. Or call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. 308-0408. Lose weight, feel better, and save some bucks. That's GetTheTea.com.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for IxQuick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the one-week StartPage challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to StartPage.com instead. Try 7 days of StartPage and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try StartPage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's StartPage.com.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
All right, raise your hand if you're a meat and potatoes kind of guy or gal out there, and everything you read says, ooh, eat brown rice. Potatoes are terrible for you. Stay away from meat, definitely. Forget about the meat. I have so many vegetarian friends. I mean, even guys who say, why do you eat red meat? Look, I like to eat my steak once in a while. So when I find out that we can have somebody on that says you're allowed to eat meat and you can actually cook vegetables, then he is the guest for me on America Tonight. Hey, everybody. Kate hanging with you coast to coast and everywhere in between. Jason Bustle joins us, and he is the author of a book called The Asian Diet, Simple Secrets for Eating Right, Losing Weight, and Being Well. And that's the key. We're all trying to learn how to be well. His credentials include a master of science degree in Oriental medicine, which is so big now, people are starting to finally get it. He's the president emeritus of the Illinois Association of Acupuncture and Oriental Medicine. Jason, thanks for hopping on with us. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
All right, my first question to you is, so it's okay to eat meat?
It's more than okay. It is desirable. Now, most Americans have way too much red meat, and that's not good. It's clearly associated with myriad health problems. Vegetarians almost have it right. They just go a little bit too far. They have too little for too long. One famous Chinese medicinal author wrote that vegetarianism is best suited for monks, living in the shelter of a temple, spending their days in seated meditation. Those of us with a more active lifestyle need a little bit of a more active food source. The Chinese recommend that we get 2 ounces twice a week of specifically mammal meat. A little bit of fish is good, a little bit of chicken is good, but we do need a little bit of mammal in that rotation as well. But all meats should be thought of more as a condiment or as a side dish than as a main dish. In America, we tend to have a large protein, small vegetable, small starch on our plates, and we want to tweak that to where we're having the large vegetable, small protein, small starch. Don't need to have meat every day, but we should have it a few times a month.
All right, so this is also about portions then, too. You don't want to have a 10-ounce porterhouse steak twice a week.
Correct. Meat is one of the more difficult things to digest, and we want an efficient digestive system. This is the system that gives us all of our energy. We don't want to waste too much energy processing our food. I liken this to an ATM fee where they charge you $2 to take out 10. Now, the less efficient our digestion is, the more food our body's going to ask for. It needs more fuel to now process this difficult load we've just given it. A little bit of meat is not too difficult, but a huge steak, yes, that's going to tax your system, slow down your metabolism, slow down your digestive system. So you don't want to have too much. But balance and moderation are the overriding principles in health, in Chinese philosophy, in Chinese medicine. So too much or too little of any one thing is not a good thing.
Yeah, I can understand that. Vegetables. There's a whole movement about raw. Like some famous people did it. Madonna, Gwyneth Paltrow. Is raw bad for us? Or is it just that, no, it's not necessarily bad for you, but it's better to have cooked vegetables? Which way do you go on this?
Balance and moderation. So a little bit of raw is good, but the proper balance is to have more of our food cooked. Whatever you put in your stomach that's cold and raw, you have to heat and cook. Now, the raw food proponents right now are arguing that when you cook a vegetable, you destroy all its nutrition. That's not true. Lightly steaming or sautéing a vegetable, you do destroy about 10%, but that remaining 90% is then unlocked and available. Cooking has been a part of every culture since we harnessed fire, because early on, people noticed that when I cook this, I digest it more easily.
That's a good tip. Balance and moderation. Okay, how about vegetables better than fruit? What about the pyramid, what the pyramid is? Do they have it right? How many fruits we're supposed to eat and how many vegetables a day and how much milk we're supposed to drink and how much water we're supposed to drink?
Well, they've got a lot of things out of balance on there. When they were originally devising that food pyramid, most of the scientists on that panel agreed and said that dairy has no place in an adult's diet. They were all kicked off of that panel and were replaced from people that worked for the dairy industry. Dairy is for infants. Humans are the only animal that have it after infancy. And it's not all humans. It's pretty much just Europeans and Americans. They don't do it in Africa. They don't do it in Asia. Coincidentally, they have stronger bones in Africa and Asia than we have here in the States. Now, another problem with dairy is that it is intended for infants to grow tissue. Most of us are not looking to grow any more tissue by the time we are fully grown.
Mm.
So in an adult body, the substance that it turns to is phlegm. Phlegm can manifest many different ways. It can turn into jelly rolls in your stomach area or around the body. It can get into the sinuses, causing sinusitis, rhinitis. It can get into the throat with a postnasal drip, occlude the breathing with asthma and bronchitis. It can get into the brain, causing forgetfulness, Alzheimer's, and dementia. It can also congeal to form cysts, fibroids, and tumors. The Chinese understand cancer and these other abnormal growths as being basically phlegm balls, and they noticed more of them in the population that had dairy. So in terms of the food pyramid, dairy does not belong in there. You can get away with a little bit, but I do want to dispel the notion that it is a healthy food for us. It actually robs the bones of calcium rather than delivering it, as the commercials are all telling us.
Wow, no kidding. I mean, the whole got milk deal and what we see constantly pumped on the tube about what you should get dairy intake and pills that can help you, especially with women who are having problems with calcium. And often they'll say, well, make sure you got to get your allotment of calcium, certainly in your 20s, 30s, and 40s, because then look what happens when you get older. So that's not true. So it's the idea of the phlegm balls, and this is why we see, because I think a lot of us can agree, boy, a lot of Asian folks that I know are in great shape. They're thin, they look very healthy, and we're talking older people too as well, that I think they live longer than we do in the United States by at least 10 years. Am I right on that?
Oh, I'm not sure, and that varies from region to region. But they also have a higher infant mortality rate, so that kind of skews the results of the average lifespan.
Mm.
But those that make it into adulthood, they do tend to live longer and healthier than we do. If we eat like the Asians, we'll look like the Asians, which is to say thin. When they eat like us, they look like us, which is to say not thin. And there are a lot of disparate opinions on what constitutes healthy eating, but nobody studied this longer, nor more successfully, than the Asians. I tend to put more stock in what they have come up with over the thousands of years as opposed to our recommendation of the month.
Yeah. What about exercise? Because we're coming at the time of year where people will gorge themselves at Thanksgiving and Christmas and whatnot, and then they'll get gym memberships or suddenly show back up at the gym or start to run or start to do other things. And people tend to get obsessive about it, especially when they're starting something. So they exercise like mad people for a while, and then they kind of lose interest. How important is exercise?
Exercise is very important, but it's not an all-or-nothing proposition. And in America, we tend to go to extremes. It's time for me to get in shape, so I'm going to work out 3 hours a day. And then when I can't do 3 hours a day, I'm just going to do nothing. I have a lot of patients that don't get enough exercise, and I understand it can be difficult to get that 20 minutes that is recommended. But everybody can find 1 or 2 minutes. When you're waiting for your shower to warm up, knock out some deep knee bends, do some push-ups and some sit-ups. If you break a sweat, it doesn't matter. You're hopping right in the shower. Now, Tai Chi is the best exercise. It can be done at any age, any skill level. It is an internal as well as external martial art, so it's as much about freeing the flow in the mind and in the heart as in the body. It is surprisingly strenuous and can be done throughout the lifetime. I used to think that yoga was just as good. Yoga is very popular these days, and it has the spiritual aspect and can be done at any age and any skill level. But in my practice, every year I see about 10 to 15 yoga-related injuries. And I've never seen one Tai Chi-related injury. So I'm now recommending Tai Chi for all of my patients. Swimming's great. Walking's great. Tai Chi and yoga can be the best. Everything else should be in a wider rotation. You've got 600 muscles in your body. They all want exercise. They all want different types of exercise. So don't fall into this rut of doing the same 1, 2, 3 exercises all the time. We want to diversify the portfolio and have a wider variety.
Well, some great advice, diet expert Jason Bustle. Thank you so much. Pick up his book, The Asian Diet, Simple Secrets for Eating Right, Losing Weight, and Being Well. You be well, Jason, and thanks for joining us here on America Tonight.
Thanks a lot. Good night.
All right, good night. So you heard what he said. It's 600. Now, that was fascinating, the 600 muscles in the body. So you could just use the swimming and the walking and the Tai Chi if you can figure out how to do Tai Chi. I think they offer them in a lot of spots now, a lot of classes in Tai Chi, but it's not that you have to be the rabid exerciser. Of course, I'm saying that, and I'm somebody who often prescribes to that, where you get the crazy thing and you're working out, and then you get burned out. I know a lot of the guys listening can relate to that. How many times have you gone to the Y, gone to the gym, done the same thing over and over and over again, and then you've just had it? You just burn yourself out. The idea is not to do that. We thought it'd be timely to have him on because we're coming closer, of course, to the end of the year. Certainly not to the end of the show. Coming up next, we're going to talk about a crazy incident involving a Steelers fan in Chicago. Curious? Stay tuned.
Studies have shown that many people do not get the proper vitamins and minerals necessary to maintain good health. With so many places to choose from, deciding where and what to buy can be a lengthy, frustrating process. The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com has over 150 bulk wholesale nutritional products in stock, including vitamins, super antioxidants, amino acids, and herbal extracts. PureBulk.com's products contain no fillers, no additives, no fancy retail packaging, and no minimum purchase, allowing you to save 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. PureBulk.com carries atomic iodine, red wine extract, ginkgo biloba, oil of oregano, natural coffee caffeine, L-arginine, resveratrol, hyaluronic acid, creatine, curcumin, pine bark extract, grape seed extract, and more. For prices, additional products, and more information, visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. That's 406-251-3270 today.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
What's so crazy about not starving?
To cover yourself and your family in the event of accident or emergency, you may have home, life, auto, dental, and health insurance.
But what about food insurance?
Water and food are vital to human survival.
So what's so crazy about not starving?
Foodinsurance.com has designed emergency packs and kits with at least 2 weeks' worth of great-tasting food and clean water. Most Foodinsurance.com meals are freeze-dried,
which means they'll last and retain nutritional value up to 10 years.
Foodinsurance.com Chefs.com meals like lasagna, beef stroganoff, and other tasty entrees are quick, delicious, simple to prepare, and start at just $199.99. The low cost is just one reason to get foodinsurance.com.
Need more reasons?
Foodinsurance.com kits come with a lightweight, high-quality backpack and a free utensil tool. Go to foodinsurance.com or call 1-866-946-8366. That's 1-866-946-8366. Get protected at foodinsurance.com.
This is Jerry Pierce, the radio detective. Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? Well, you should. He has a free handgun and 5 days of firearm training waiting for you. That's right. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapons permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. Now is the time you and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Front Sight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes, and the Millionaire Patriot's paying his own money to help you get it. This is real. Thousands have already taken advantage of it, and you should too. Don't miss out. Secure a Front Sight defensive handgun course plus 30-state concealed weapons permit for pennies on the dollar. And get your free handgun. Go to frontsight.com today. That's FrontSight.com. Go to frontsight.com for your training and free gun.
Say no to government vaccinations.
Say no to toxic overload.
Say no to chemicals.
Say yes to liquid zeolite. When you have fatigue, problems concentrating, muscle weakness, headaches, digestion, memory loss, influenza, or joint pain,
the solution may be as simple as detoxifying your body.
Chemical-free liquid zeolite helps the body heal itself so that it can become stronger to fight off viruses.
Why risk government vaccinations?
Liquid zeolite detoxifies the body by safely helping remove toxins and heavy metals, boosting energy levels, and promoting a strong immune system. Liquid Zeolite is tasteless, odorless, and so gentle you won't even know you're taking it.
Feel great again in as little as 3 days to 3 weeks.
Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but it's only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 1-800-976-0025. 1-800-976-0025. 100% natural, 100% safe,
100% amazing.
Try Liquid Zeolite today.
Crazy, I'll tell you. I understand when you have passion for your team. I mean, trust me, like, no one was more bummed than to see the Phillies lose to the New York Yankees. But this is when you're taking it just a tad too far. Check out this story. A Pittsburgh guy was in town in Chicago to watch the Steelers play in September, right? He had to be rushed to the hospital. He was on the verge of death. He accepted a drink from a Bears fan. So now the cops are investigating whether Zach Hettinger was drugged or if his drink was spiked at a pretty famous bar. It's called Kitty O'Shea's, and it's not too far from Soldier Field. He was there, and was there with some friends after watching his team lose to the Bears. And that was back at the end of September. He doesn't remember, of course, exactly what happened, except for that he got a drink from somebody who had a Bears jersey on. And he says his buddies had gotten into some kind of a fight, and they offered a drink as a peacemaking solution. So not too long after that, he was in the meat wagon, as it were, heading to the hospital. He couldn't see. His heart stopped. It had to be restarted 4 times. At first, when they brought him in, the doctors thought, oh, this is alcohol poisoning. He's had too much to drink. But then they thought it was something else, maybe antifreeze or toxic grain alcohol. And they weren't quite sure as to what it was. And he has no idea. He survived. But 2 months later, his vision is still kind of blurry. He's had to have oxygen treatments to try to restore his eyesight. So the cops are really looking into this. They've taken this as a case. They're looking at the bar's video cameras, try to figure out a suspect, and nobody's in custody yet. But there's an aggravated battery complaint that was filed, and they are looking into it. And I've been to this place, Kitty O'Shea's. It is a big Bears hangout. It's in the Hilton Hotel in the South Loop, that's what they call it, isn't too far from the stadium itself, from Soldier Field, and it is very, very crowded after the game. So, of course, they're going to cooperate with this, but to think that they would try to kill somebody who didn't agree. You know how that happens. People have a couple of drinks, and I've seen this in New York. I've seen this near Yankee Stadium, not somebody drugging someone, but people getting crazy with things that they're yelling. And I saw it with the Boston Red Sox and with the Yankees. To me, that's the biggest rivalry in sports. You can talk about college football. You can talk about a lot of other rivalries in pro football. But I think the baseball rivalry of the Red Sox and the Yankees is so bitter. Oh, it's brutal, let me tell you. And when I read that, I thought, wow, nobody's safe anymore. You just have to be careful when you're in some other city, what erupts and I guess what to expect. But hey, I can understand things get a little ugly, but to actually try to kill someone, somebody pops up on this video camera, they could go down for trying to poison this guy who was a Steelers fan. Isn't that crazy, Matt? Do you have any friends that are that rabid? I know you're going to tell me no, you don't have any friends that would poison somebody. And like I said, I understand passion, but boy, is that not taking it to a different extreme?
Yeah, I definitely think so. I don't know of anybody that I'm friends with that would do something like that. There's good natured ribbing that goes on. I have a lot of friends who live in the Twin Cities who are, you know, across the border from Wisconsin, so there's a lot of Gopher Badger rivalry and Brewers Twins and, you know, obviously Vikings Packers, but it never goes to the point of threatening a person's life, I guess, by poisoning them.
Oh, no, the man who almost killed that Steelers guy, he needs to go to jail as soon as they can find him. If they can prove it and stick it to him, he needs to be punished severely for this. That guy could have died. They had to restart his heart 4 times.
That's crazy.
That's crazy. That's not, ooh, gosh, got a little loopy, kind of had one of those date rape drugs. They tried to make me lose my mind and black out or whatever, but that's worse. I mean, yeah. Worse in the sense of obviously it had to be something strong that knocked out the heart.
Yeah, there's definite pranks and funny things you can do, but going so far as to having someone's heart stop, that's definitely crossing the line as far as, you know, your team pride goes.
Yeah, no kidding. And they say Philadelphia fans are bad. I'm going to say a Chicago fan is taking the cake if they can make this stick somewhere.
Yeah, they just, booed Santa Claus. They didn't try to kill him.
No, they didn't try to kill anyone in Philadelphia.
Right.
And as my brother says, that's highly exaggerated, okay? Highly. Man. If anybody knows who did that, call us here at America Tonight. Were you at Kitty O'Shea's that night? It's clearly like politics now. There are teams. I say politics is like sports and vice versa. You're either on that team or in the other team, and we're not mixing in between. So when you're in unfriendly territory, it used to be that you could go to a game with the jersey of your team. You happen to live in a different city because so many people move around now. So it's not unusual to see, for example, the Dallas Cowboy fans are all over the place. Steeler fans are all over the place. It's not unusual to see different jerseys in the crowd. And to have the funny going back and forth, I don't think is a big deal. In fact, it probably makes it entertaining, right? But to take it to the next level of trying to put something in someone's drink, and maybe they didn't purposely think it was going to kill him, but it would do some damage. I mean, the guy's eyesight is still fuzzy, so shame on that idiot for doing that. Look, it's like Matt said, there are a lot of pranks that you could do, and there are a lot of things you could say, but that's over the top, way over the line, no question about it. Speaking of politics, I mentioned this the other day, and I've gotten a couple of emails on this asking me to clarify what happened with Doug Hoffman. So when we talked about New Jersey and Virginia and the races for governor and both of the Republicans won the offices, the governorships of those two states, and I've said this already 1,000 times, New Jersey was a big surprise because they weren't happy, obviously, with the governor that they had, the ex-Wall Streeter in Corzine, but at the same time, it's a very democratic, very liberal state for the most part. Doesn't mean there's no conservatives, doesn't mean there aren't any Republicans, but definitely leans more to the liberal side if you wanted to generalize. So what happened in New York is in this 23rd district, you have the conservative party guy, Doug Hoffman, who has now said he is unconceding the special election. So those are true words. He spoke this. He was on Beck's radio show, I think, when he first said it. And the Democrats already have been sworn in. A guy named Bill Owens, sworn into Congress. In fact, he had one of the votes for health care reform. They ushered him in. He swore him in, and he was one of the votes. But the margin has narrowed so much to a ridiculous amount that Hoffman felt like he needs to take this back now, because he didn't realize that all those absentee ballots hadn't been counted. Are we like in a banana republic? We cannot hold an election and count the votes correctly. We can't figure out a way to catch all this stuff up. So we have things like this happening. And you know, he's not trying to say he's going to win it, but he knows there is a chance that it could come back in his favor. Now, of course, you can't take the vote back on the Hill, but he'd have a different vote the next time around, guarantee, based on his politics. And it might be unlikely that he wins New York 23, right? But there still is that possibility. If the absentee ballots go his way, that narrow margin gives hope for the conservative there. But and that changes all the things that happened with that special election. And it might not be over. You know the old saying, it's not over till it's over. In this situation, from now on, we should just say, if it's a close, tight vote, put an asterisk next to the name of whoever won, pending the 20,000 absentee ballots that we have to count. In this case, they had like 10,000 that were still out there that had to be counted after Owens was declared the winner. So, are you allowed to take it back? Whoops, son, taking it back. Once you concede, can you take it back? Is that one of those things when you put it out there, you're allowed to take it back? I think so. And absolutely, if the election goes down in a different direction when they count them, then he would be the guy. There's no disputing what the results are. See, that's the thing. You declare a winner. That's the whole problem with that. That person either has to be the winner or not. Now, in Hoffman's case, he just unconceded from the special election, so it could flip if the ballots end up going his way. And how crazy would that be when you think of all the hoopla of Nancy Pelosi and Harry Reid and others who said, "Listen, this shows everybody's spelling doom and gloom for all of us on the Hill." But whether it's the Senate or here, we're talking about Congress in this case. Look at the congressional seat versus the two governor races. I think this tells you much more. They'd have to eat those words, wouldn't they? I would think so. Speaking of eating your words, now, the Obama crew did say that they liked Major Garrett. He is the Fox reporter who's assigned to the White House. And the president did grant an interview to Fox News through Major Garrett. So he has now been on the Fox airwaves, and not just in snippets from news conferences, but from a one-on-one interview with the president, which it became big news because, as you know, the administration has been trashing Fox. So what was the reason for that thaw in the relationship between the network and the administration? I got the answer on the flip side.
An A to Z product listing, top 20 bestsellers, and 30% off monthly specials. That's just a few of the many reasons why vitamin, mineral, and herbal supplement shoppers visit RippleCreek.com every day. Listen.
I'm a customer of RippleCreek.com and find it to be one of the best companies of its kind in product, customer service, and speed of delivery, and your prices are great.
RippleCreek.com has the full range of discount vitamins, minerals, and herbal supplements in an easy-to-use A to Z listing. Find everything from amino acids to grapeseed plus to our special colloidal minerals formula with over 99 trace minerals. Yes for Women, fun intimacy enhancement cream to zinc. Not sure what your body needs? Click our handy vitamin guide at RippleCreek.com. Choose the low-cost online vitamin store where the internet has shopped since 1996. RippleCreek.com. Type in radio ad, and on orders over $40 this month, get a free bottle of our Grape Seed Plus product while supplies last. Hurry to RippleCreek.com today. That's RippleCreek.com.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit airandaqua.com. That's airandaqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. airandaqua.com. Purify your life today.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Well, it's now an artist and confused. Because maybe you've been starting to losing out on everything you might try to do. Bad luck fella's got to hold on you. So then money's about to lose your home. Done lost your woman and everything you own. All them claim mistakes, the chances go around. But if you want to know the truth about it, I tell you what's wrong with you. Not bad luck.
Right, it wasn't bad luck. That's not what happened to Fox. But what did happen was they got a big-time fall in the relationship between that network and the current administration. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, if you just joined us here on America Tonight. There's been this very public fight that's gone on for way too long now. It's been over a month, ever since Anita Dunn said that the network acted like the research or communications arm of the Republican Party. So Major Garrett, apparently, is pretty well liked by the White House people. So they granted him 10 minutes. Other network people traveling with the president will also get interviews. So that's not unusual. You've got CBS and NBC and CNN and all that. And they'll get their interviews. But it's the first time Obama has spoken specifically to a Fox correspondent since he talked with Major Garrett back in the middle of the summer in July. So it's been a long time. There was one other interview, and I remember this. He did the Sunday morning show, the Chris Wallace show, but it was back when he first became president, back in February. So, you know, now maybe there's an effort to make nice, perhaps, because Dunn has left her job and something she was only doing on a temporary basis. She stepped in for somebody, and she was the one who opened up that that powder keg, which I think she did on purpose, and which I think they knew that she was going to do because she was leaving. So who cares? So Fox says that the White House has a problem because they don't make a distinction between straight news coverage and talk show hosts. Of course, Bill O'Reilly, Sean Hannity, Glenn Beck, they have definitely have certain opinions that are contrary to the White House's. And I think that's dead on. I think Fox's response was right. The news is the news is the news. Here's what's happening, blah, 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 versus the talk shows. The talk shows are different. So did anything incredible or revealing come out of this deal with Major Garrett? And no. Wednesday is when this is going to happen. And we'll see if, like I said, we'll see if anything incredibly earth-shattering between Major Garrett and Barack Obama ends up making news, but I don't think it will. I mean, they may discuss the Fox thing. That might be an interesting deal. It'll be about China and the relationship with President Hu and all the top things that we've been talking about, probably Afghanistan, probably health care. You figure 10 minutes, probably squeeze all of that in there. But there may be a question at the top about the relationship between Fox and the Prez. See, to me, it's much ado about nothing. It should have never been out there anyway. A waste of time and a waste of concern. Because if the president of the United States is concerned about a television network, there's bigger problems. There's too many other things going on. Like, let's get the Afghanistan decision soon. Now you have the mothers of dead soldier sons, like the one in Boston that we let you hear, saying we need a decision. We need to get the troops out. You have more and more people pressing for that across America, people who were all about the fight in the beginning and now are saying, based on things we're hearing, forget it. We don't want any more people to die for this cause. Speaking of that, and I said the last time we checked the mailbag, there were a lot of people who were commenting on Afghanistan. And we've said some other things that have been on many of your minds. We're going to jump to that as we go to the mail.
You have mail, mistress.
Ah, oh, he's just waiting in the wings. We pay that guy a lot of money just to sit there and say that, so I had to make sure he gets it in. In fact, since we're already overpaying him this hour, could we get that one more time?
You have mail, mistress.
Sweet. Let's see. Here's one from Jake. Jake says, Kate, what's the deal with Sarah Palin? Did you see the cover of Newsweek magazine? An incredibly provocative pose. Sarah Palin blasted Newsweek for the photograph that they selected. So what's the true deal on this? By the way, if you haven't seen it, she has very short shorts on. It's not tacky looking, but it doesn't look like what Sarah Palin is normally portraying, especially with that hint of conservatism. Okay, that is actually a good thing to bring up. In big headlines, it says, how do you solve a problem? And then Sarah Palin is standing there, and she's got on, looks kind of like a red warm-up top and then shorts and sneakers or whatever. But Sarah Palin came out and said her depiction on the cover of Newsweek was sexist and so expected. So the editor, John Meacham, is saying that there's nothing derogatory or nefarious about that image whatsoever. Now, of course, we're radio, so I'm just kind of trying to give you a description. She's got an American flag that's near her, and like I said, she's got the shorts on and the red top on. She looks like a hot soccer mom, actually. I think most men would look at her and probably say that if they didn't know who Sarah Palin was. But she didn't like the image and what it portrayed. So what the editor is saying is, look, we put the same test to photographs of any public figure, whether it's male or female. Does the image convey what we are saying? And it's a general neutral standard thing. And I'd have to say I don't agree. It's a neutral thing. It's not a neutral thing, the cover. I mean, it is a jab at the former governor. There's no question. The short running shorts, and she's actually holding in her hand two blackberries and, you know, all that sort of stuff. So this was a photograph that was on Runner's World, but on Runner's World, it looked a little bit different, and it was Runner's World. On Newsweek, it looks like they are trying to gig her. It looks like they are trying to gig her, and it's definitely not neutral by any stretch of the imagination. But if you're the editor of Newsweek and you see how magazines and newspapers are getting slammed, the circulation is down, down, down. Well, what are you doing? Of course, you're trying to put something provocative on the cover. So I'm not surprised by the image. I think I think it was expected. They were trying to get that reaction. They were trying to get the reaction that this woman could run for, you know, president or whatever. They were trying to show that portrait of her. There's no doubt about that in my mind. But the choice of the photo for the cover, for the magazine itself, they want the scandal. They want the sizzle. They want the controversy, because after all, that's what sells. Guy getting more than his 15 minutes, Kate. What say you? I said something similar the other night. Yes, he is at now probably 45 minutes, and good for him for using his opportunity, because I think he's just a brainless guy who got himself in shape and had something that he could market himself as, thanks to the Palins and his relationship with the daughter and the son. So when he realized that, and he liked the glare of the television cameras, let's be honest about it, when they kept showing them as a couple during that race for the presidency when she was the VP on the Republican ticket, he got a little taste of that. And then when there was some controversy, once again, we come back to the controversy, and then people come out of the woodwork to say, you should do this, you should do that, we're going to pay you for this. Of course, he snaps it up. Are you kidding me? What else was he going to do? Chop up a bunch of logs up in Alaska? No, he's going to jump on it. The glare of the camera. Some just can't get enough of it.
Okay, we got 3 hours left on this thing, and I can't drive and argue with you rubes all at the same time?